the blissful souls. Welcome to our podcast channel, Mind Fitness. The meaning of detachment in the outside world has always been understood with a negative flavor. It has always meant being cold or being ignorant to others' needs. People sort of fear from being detached and prefer to remain attached to people, things, or situations. Let's try to understand what is detachment in true sense from an example. Two kids are born who are physically attached to each other. They have to be always dependent on each other for performing every single task. If one sits, the other has to sit. If one goes out, the other has to go out. If one falls, the other has to fall. There is absolutely no choice. Now they are being operated and got separated physically. Now how their life is going to be? If one sleeps, the other can go out. If one falls, the other one can help the other to get up because now they are physically detached. Detachment is emotional independence. Detachment gives us the power and choice to stay calm and balanced if our loved one is upset. By doing so, we can help that person to come out of his pain. Detachment simply means not getting affected with others' behavior, words, moods, or pain, and understanding that they need healing right now. Detachment can really help to build strong, successful, and more accepting relationships with others. So, my dear listeners, detachment is good and can be incorporated in our life through simple and profound affirmations, which are: I am a powerful being. I am a peaceful being. My state of mind is independent of people and situations around me. Try to repeat these affirmations as many times as possible throughout the day, and especially after getting up, before going to bed, and while having meals.